Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Welcome into the home of the playoff-bound Washington Nationals.
Pretty cool to say. Pretty cool to say, given what happened, man. It of course, the script is exactly as we wrote it, right? Crushingly disappointing first 50 games. The buzzards hanging around, waiting for the manager to get fired. Massive changes. Sell off every piece. Oh, and then rip off the third most, or tied for second, most wins in baseball over that stretch with teams like the Astros and the Yankees.
Unreal. About one-third of the season was played, and they had the second worst record in the NL. They were a game and a half up on the Marlins.
The Marlins.
There were stories being written. Someone find them and send them to me. They're comical to look at now. Should the Nationals trade Max Scherzer? Should the Nationals trade Anthony Rendon? Should the Nationals fire Davey Martinez? Is it time to move on from Mike Rizzo? Those stories were out there.
They
You're
were
right.
Written.
The buzzards, the crows, they were circling overhead. They were looking down at this wounded animal that had just been run over that was trying to get to the edge of the road. And the Nationals got up off the mat. Last night was an incredible scene. They needed three things to happen. I don't know that there's ever been a magic number at three, and on the same day a team clinch. But they swept both ends of a doubleheader against the Phillies, who they've owned this year. Second time they've done that, by the way, against Philadelphia, where they've taken both ends of a doubleheader at Nats Park this season. And they got a loss from the Cubs against the Pirates, who don't beat anybody anymore. Today on the show, you're going to hear from Davey Martinez, Steven Strasburg, Trey Turner, Patrick Corbin, Sean Doolittle, Daniel Hudson, Brian Dozier, and Kurt Suzuki. We'll be painting the show red for you today on Grant and Danny. Here's the deal. I was sitting at home, had a couple things to do yesterday after our show, so I wasn't going to make it for the night game. I wasn't going to be able to be there for the potential clincher. My thought was, even if they won, well, surely the Cubs aren't going to lose to the Pirates.
I mean, there's so many things that had to happen. There were three separate games that all had to go the correct way for the Nationals to clinch
last night. What are the chances?
We're going, let's kind of do the math here. My wife wasn't feeling particularly well, getting over being sick. I was like, I should probably get home. We're in the new house. We're still unpacking and doing a bunch of different things. Let me just do the smart, good husband thing. And now I'm kicking myself.
So I was sitting on the couch, and I sent you a text. As soon as Trey Turner hit that grand slam, at that point, the Pirates were leading 5-1, I believe. The Nats are down 4-2. Turner hits a grand slam. It becomes 6-4 Nats in what was, I believe, the sixth inning.
Mm-hmm. Bottom six.
I looked at my wife, and I said, I'm going to the ballpark. She's like, what? She looked at me like I was crazy. I said,
what?
They're going to clinch tonight. I'm going to the ballpark. And I got in my car, and at 9:30 last night, I drove to Nats Park, and I watched the final couple of innings in the crowd. And then I went down to the clubhouse to get a bunch of interviews for the show today. Worked out very well. Got a bunch of videos on my Twitter account if you want them, at Grant H. Paulson, as well as some great videos from Shorts on 106.7 The Fan. But you knew it was over. You knew they were going to clinch. It was an incredible moment. Trey Turner's at the plate. They're down two runs. Max Scherzer, who gave up three in the first inning, four in the game on two mistake pitches to clean up hitting, Brad Miller wearing no batting gloves.
Of course Brad Miller, he of the .228 average, took Max Scherzer deep twice. Of course he did.
And they're scratching and clawing their way back into the game. Yan Gomes, who's been on a tear, best OPS.
Dude, he's raking.
Most slugging percentage for a catcher for the last 5 weeks in baseball.
Raking.
Hit a home run to make it 3-1. Max immediately gives up that fourth run, and they get right back into it with another. And then Trey Turner, with the bases loaded, delivered what you'll hear him say when you hear from him in a few minutes here on Grant and Danny, was the biggest swing of his career so far.
The right-hander sets. He holds and he pitches. Swinging a long drive. Left center field. Way back there. Toward the wall. snatching a postseason spot. And Trey Turner is dancing in the dugout, and they are dancing in the stands here at Nationals Park. What a moment for Trey Turner.
A curtain call for Trey Turner last night. Brian Dozier shoving him up the steps to the top of the dugout in front of 22,214 at Nationals Park for the clincher last night. But the fans that were there went nuts.
Yeah,
and Trey
great.
Turner and his teammates in the dugout right then, it was like finally a release. He's not taking days off. Rendon's not taking days off. Soto's not taking days off. They've basically been playing playoff baseball for months, and I think that was the first moment where really you could see on their faces they were going to be a part of the tournament.
It was, yeah, it's a pressure valve being released, right? Or just, you know, that kind of relief, whether it was, it was cool to see. The scene where the instant this game was over, they're doing handshakes. Everybody now is very aware that Pittsburgh is beating up the Cubs, right? And so, right away on the Jumbotron. So I'm watching the Nationals watch that game on the Jumbotron. And they kept it with Bob and FP. And those guys did a great job kind of playing quarterback through the whole thing. That was one of my favorite scenes. I think about the first time they clinched in 2012. I believe it was a loss to the Phillies that night that it actually happened. But everybody stuck around. They were high-fiving fans and walking around the stadium. That was neat. I think of, you know, some of the other moments where they've done it. This was different,
on
though.
The road, otherwise.
Yeah, this was different because of, A, word, how they started. Different because of how out of it and truly downtrodden they were. And then to watch those guys then know it was coming, anticipation builds, ground ball to second, throw to first in the Pittsburgh game. Boom goes the dynamite. Pittsburgh wins. Cubs lose. They're eliminated. The Nats are going to the postseason. And that rush was really, really neat. That was cool TV. That was good theater.
Yeah, it was amazing. And I'll say in-house, so the Nats win. Hudson gets the final out, wasn't even on the team start of the year, comes over at the deadline. Victor Robles, as he has all season long, runs a ball down in the gap, just playing tremendous defense in center field.
Can't believe you caught that, by the way. I guess I can because that's what he does now.
Yeah, he's been doing it all season.
But I go, oh, it's a double. All right, let's see what happens. Runner on second. Can Huddy get out of it? And he tracked that SOB.
But sitting where I was, so he's got the primal scream, we're going to the playoffs look, and no one really knew what to do right away. Because the guys were obviously more pumped than they would be for a normal win, but
sure,
they hadn't quite clinched yet, and they're all kind of wondering. They just came out onto the field knowing the Pirates were up in the ninth inning of their game. Should we celebrate? Is it over? And almost instantaneously, within about 5 seconds of the end of the last out with Robles catching the ball, on the big screen at Nats Park, they turn on Pirates-Cubs. So whoever was Johnny on the spot with the
great job
game staff upstairs, handling all the electronics for the Nationals and the board, well done. The players, as you said, watch the final out, and then they get to party on the field in front of the fans. And then they went into the clubhouse, and the scene was just bedlam. This team can party. My highlights that I would pass along for people who haven't seen much of the coverage from the clubhouse, Aníbal Sánchez blowing a whistle, leading a conga line through the clubhouse of the entire team. They played some of their Latin song anthems that they normally do, and Brian mm-hmm. Dozier, who was shirtless, was twerking
right
while
away,
beer was
too.
Being poured all over him. Anthony Rendon got a champagne shower from about 20 guys as they chanted MVP. Type of guy you want to build around. It'd be nice to see him re-signed, by
Wouldn't
the way.
Wouldn't it be very nice?
20-year-old Juan Soto got after it. Now, good for him. No one ever saw him in any pictures or videos drinking any alcohol, which would have been a stupid story anyway, but we didn't have to deal with that. But all he was doing was just FaceTiming and loving life and hanging out with all of his teammates
having
because
fun,
the youngest
man.
Guy on the team might also be the best player on the team.
Just really cool. And I did see some of that pulse where everybody loves to do the celebrate when you've actually won something thing. What these guys...
They did just win something. It's called the playoff spot.
Right.
It's called the wild card. There was 7 months of baseball for yesterday.
Yeah, so there's a lot of work that goes into it. And they're not special in the sense that a lot of people work hard for seven straight months. But there is a pressure to it. There is a scrutiny to it. There is the level of effort and grind that these guys go through, really starting... For a lot of these guys in January, as they kind of build themselves up, but really it's hardcore starting in February with spring training and reporting and muscle pulls and aches and all the different kinds of pains and things they go through. Plus the scrutiny, again, that comes from the public when they're disappointed. People fork over their hard-earned money to see a product, and they may not be satisfied at times. All of that, celebrate, man. I am all for it. That is a milestone. Doesn't mean the work is over. All those guys know that. They're all veterans. They get it. You deserve to have a pop or two after last night, after what you basically just ripped off, winning 70 out of just over 100 games
Six teams in the National League make the playoffs. You're one of them. You made the playoffs in a situation where everyone said you couldn't. The same people today that are saying, huh, why you celebrating making the playoffs? They were saying on May 24th, you were dead in the water. You should trade Max Scherzer and fire Davey Martinez. Screw him, Angus. Who cares what those people think? 19-31, they'd won 38% of their games on May 24th. 69-38 since, 64% of their games. Nationals' fifth playoff berth, first via the wild card. They're the ninth team ever to be 12 games under 500 at any point and come back and make the playoffs. The last three all got to at least the league championship series. The 2013 Dodgers, the 29 Rockies, and the 2005 Houston Astros who made the World Series. First question for you, first opportunity for you on the phone lines at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. How do you feel about this team making a wild card playoff berth? Beginning of the season, spring training show, me and Danny tell you, 89-91 wins and a wild card and the Braves win the division. It would feel a lot different than it does this morning, but you know where they came from to get here. How should Nats fans feel about what this team accomplished so far this season as they get going now into the playoffs? We're Grant and Danny. Trey Turner next right here on The Fan.
Right-hander sets. He holds and he pitches. Swinging a long drive. Left center field. Way, way back there. Toward the wall. It's a grand slam. And the Nationals lead 6-4.
Paul leads the bat. Two-run deficit becomes a two-run lead on a grand slam on a clinch scenario. Where does that rank among some of your swings?
Probably number one. You know, I think only thing that could be bigger is getting a hit in the postseason, but getting a hit to kind of give you a chance to keep playing baseball, I think is unbelievable. And if, you know, you said at the beginning of the season, if we could be where we're at, I think we'd be very happy.
You haven't taken a day off, you and Anthony. You guys kind of behind the eight ball, been in the playoffs for months, it feels like. Does this feel like a monkey off your back a little bit, that you can take a breath now?
No, I don't think that, because we're always going to be here. We always believed. We always believed in one another, and we knew that if we played good baseball, played how we should, that we'd be in this situation. So for me, I don't think that it was pressure. It was just a matter of time.
You guys guaranteed yourself nine more innings. Does it matter that much if you're here or Milwaukee? Or?
For me, no. You know, people keep asking, but for me, you're going to have to beat somebody in their home ballpark if you want to win a World Series. And beginning of this year, we told everybody we wanted to win a World Series. We got a shot at doing it. The one game plan is going to be tough, but, you know, for me, I think when at home or on the road, we're still going to have to beat a good team in a good ballpark.
Trey Turner from the victorious and celebratory Nats clubhouse after last night's clinching win over Bryce Harper and the Phillies on the day that Harper and Philadelphia eliminated at Nats Park. Sports people, sports.
You just hate to see it.
Washington advancing to the playoffs.
It is just such a, what a shame that was.
They didn't get there in Harper's final season. They did get there in year one without him.
That stings. It has to sting if you're a fan of a Philadelphia team. Oh, man, that must be tough today.
Conversations from the clubhouse coming up today with Davey Martinez, Patrick Corbin, Brian Dozier, Kurt Suzuki. And in just a few minutes, you'll hear from Steven Strasburg, start a next segment. Strass, by the way, was I'm serious, Danny, you haven't heard this yet?
Right.
He was better than I've ever gotten him before. Now, I think that's this was honeymoon syndrome.
Sure.
I will say I walked up to him and he had that normal look on his face where I thought he was going to tell me to kick every rock that exists between Nats Park and my house.
Like, do you have any poisonous spiders in your pocket? I'd rather eat one of those than talk to you.
And he goes, sure. I said, that's great. Thank you.
Cool.
And then he was, it'll be a couple minutes. It's like 2.5 minutes, but you'll hear it in a few. He was the best. I think you'll agree. Like, we've gotten him in an interview. You'll hear Strasburg coming up from the clubhouse in just a bit. 800-636-1067 is the number. Sean Doolittle is calling us for his weekly appointment today. Fortuitously pushed it back a day, hoping that maybe we could talk about the playoffs with him, and that is exactly how things played out. So he'll be on next hour with us on Grant and Danny. The question is, how should Nats fans feel this morning? Look, in spring training, a wild card berth with the Braves winning the division probably wouldn't have buttered your bread. I don't really care about that. I think you got to just take things as they come. We could pretend like the first 50 games still linger and I'm supposed to be mad about them. This team was dead in the water. I would say that out of 100 teams, 85 or 90 don't make the playoffs after getting off to the start that Washington did. And because of the positivity and optimistic approach of Davey Martinez, because of him being the exact same every day, because of how many veterans in a sport right now trending away from older players.
That's right.
Going with younger guys and ridding themselves of older players. The Dozers, the Suzukis, the Fernando Rodneys, the Gerardo Parras, the Howie Kendricks, the clubhouse, its hand never shook.
Yeah, it's an old men's club at this point, right?
I think Nats fans should be elated today. I know it's only nine innings. I know you only guarantee yourself one game. If they lose, be mad then. Shouldn't have even been here, really.
Yeah, this opportunity should not happen. And it took an unbelievable yeoman's effort for them to pull this off. 69-38. They have the second most wins in baseball over that stretch behind the Astros, who are a juggernaut, and the Yankees, who are also a juggernaut. Pretty amazing to think about. The group that same group that was left for dead at 19-31. A lot of the problems, by the way, persisted. They just overcame them.
Yes.
That bullpen still stinks.
Bullpen got better for the stretch where they were really hot. And as they've gotten back to being about 500 over the last few weeks, has gotten back to being where it was, essentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was basically slightly below league average for 2 months. And they ripped off an unbelievable stretch for the 2 month plus.
Let's go to Dan in Fairfax on Grant and Danny. Dan, I know you never stopped believing in this group.
No, I never did. And I am elated. Here we go with Red October. Corbin is awesome. Suzuki has been great. Victor Robles is even better than I realized. Eaton looks good. Howie Kendrick, what a valuable player he is. And Trey Turner, I got chills when I heard your audio of the Grand Slam. Cabrera has been clutched. Juan Soto and Tony Two Bags are fantastic. Like Mike Rizzo said, you know, even though we started 19-31, the season is a grind. And I had a question. 10 players with over 15 homers. Has any team ever done that? Is that a record?
No, I'm sure that's happened before. I can look up how many for you. The numbers are all skewed this year, obviously, because of the juiced baseball. Not to take anything away from guys, but like Adam Eaton has never hit 15 homers before. Kendrick's hitting more homers now than he did when he was 26. But the home run totals all across the sport are huge. The year for Rendon, 322 average, 34 jacks, 124 batted in, 1,000 OPS, could win the batting title. Record for RBI in the organization. Soto, and as a sophomore, you're supposed to take a step back. Yeah, right. 957 ops, 34 jacks, 108 driven in. They've gotten power from Adams and Dozier. They've gotten speed from Trey Turner, who's hit for average 298 this year. Victor Robles, power, 17 jacks, speed, 26 steals, and the best center field defense they've had maybe ever in the last 2.5 or 3 months. And that's for an organization with Denard Span and Michael Taylor that's been spoiled in that capacity.
You needed every one of those things to happen. And honestly, while they were struggling so badly early in the season, Brian Dozier's hitting sub-200, Yan Gomes set a career high for pass balls basically in the first month. Gomes has been ripping, by the way, playing every day. Normally, this is the opposite of what happens. As a catcher that's got to play every day, you grind down, you wear down. That's when the mistakes happen. And instead, he's playing the best baseball of his season right now when they need it.
I saw Mike Rizzo in the clubhouse last night. We talked for a minute, and he said, you know, I'm so proud of this group. And I said, yeah, I can't imagine. You guys really went through it. He said, Davey gave a great speech. He said, before they opened up the locker room for you guys, he went through some things this year. You'll hear that on the show today, by the way. We've got it because Masson rolled on it. He said, but we're just getting started. And what I told him was, I said, you haven't tried it this way yet. You know, you've done the thing where you ran away and hid, went into division.
Yeah, double digits.
And never had to worry because your division was terrible when Dusty and Matt Williams were managing and Davey Johnson. But you've never had to do this to get in, this momentum, this fight all season long. Maybe try it this way and see how it goes. 800-636-1067. How do you feel about the Nationals? You'll hear from Steven Strasburg in the victorious clubhouse. A very, very happy Steven Strasburg. Next on Grant and Danny. On 106.7 The Fan. Guys, I've been telling you about Fauquier County. This is my little getaway. It's a great spot 40 miles west of Washington, D.C. on I-66. My wife loves the wineries. I enjoy the breweries. This time of year, you can do some orchard hanging out and apple picking, which is really beautiful and nice as well. But it's also a great place to take your business. Some huge companies have taken their business to Fauquier, leading the way in environmentally friendly development, featuring green development zone incentive packages, big on green development, business-friendly environment, top-notch workforce. What people are seeing is they bring their business there and people like hanging out there. You want to bring your business where people want to stay and spend their time, and you're close enough to the city to get into D.C. when you need to. Fauquier County offers a unique blend of country lifestyle, scenic opportunities as well, mixed with technology centers, national and international firms, and development-ready sites. Check out Fauquier County. Go to visitfauquier.com.
This is Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg, and you're listening to the show that talks more Nats than anybody. Grant and Danny at 106.7 The Fan.
You guys battled all season long. First time you've gotten into playoffs this way. Does it feel any different or more special to have people have counted you out and then do it?
Oh, absolutely. Love the haters. You know, I mean, it's easy to kind of be out in front all year and have everybody jump on your bandwagon, but it wasn't that case this year, and it makes it that much more special. Even going way back into high school and college for me, a lot of people have counted me out, and to be able to help this team win a lot of ball games down the stretch here, just very thankful for that.
I don't know how much you guys hear. I know you're good about not listening, but people are calling at one point for Davey's job at 19-31. You guys always said he was the guy. How did you know that?
Well, I just think it's like the culture. I think you have all the guys in here, and it's like, you never stop believing. But, at the end of the day, like, it comes down to the guys on the field. I think everybody knows that. We have a lot of good veterans in here. Davey puts us in a position to succeed, and I think that's the biggest part. And, I think at the same time, when to stay out of the way and let the veterans take over the clubhouse. And I think, having guys brought in here, like Doze, Para, Sanchez, just to name a few. I've been on this only team I know, and this team this year is much more different than any other team I've been on.
Lastly, last time you pitched in the playoffs, it was one of the signature postseason performances we've seen in years. What would it mean for you to get to throw in that wild card game? You've pitched yourself into a position where they may go with you.
Yeah, I'm gonna prepare to be ready when called upon, whatever role that is. But just to have the opportunity, I think that's the biggest thing. It's going into the last offseason. Season didn't really work out the way I wanted it to personally or for us as a ball club. So I just can't take these opportunities for granted. So it's going out there and give it everything I have.
Team's not here without you. Congrats.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate it.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Steven Strasburg, boys and girls.
Who was that charismatic professional entertainer that was doing a Strasburg impression? Dead on, nailed his voice. Who was that guy?
How good was Stras? From the clubhouse, just after the Nats clinched, you could hear the MVP chants showering Anthony Rendon as the Nats were hopping around in the clubhouse last night, spraying him with champagne. Strasburg talking about the possibility of pitching in the wildcard play-in game, which would have seemed insane several weeks ago. But with Max Scherzer having come back slowly from his injury, took forever to get him back on the mound, and he hasn't really given you a signature Max game yet. Meanwhile, Strasburg's got a sub-2 ERA in his last seven starts with a couple of masterpiece outings against the Marlins. There are some saying he should start that play-in game. We're actually going to ask you that question, and we'll take calls on who should start at 12:18 today. But here's kind of what I'll tell you. And Danny, you're on board with this, I know, or else we wouldn't feel good about doing it. We'll roll with the Nats as long as people are calling today.
That's right.
We're going to paint the show red. We're feeling good about ourselves. And the Nationals headed to the playoffs. The Redskins, Monday Night Football, were embarrassing.
Yep.
They're not really worthy of a whole lot of conversation today over a team that just made the playoffs.
24 hours later, a lot of good things have happened. And it's okay to smell the roses every once in a while. Because, again, over the years, we've talked to Ryan Zimmerman a bunch. And he's a guy that's obviously been at the bottom, been at the top, been kind of everywhere in between as the first draft pick of the Washington Nationals organization, longtime major leaguer. And I think I forget the exact quote, but it was basically to us, what would you rather have? A team that's in the postseason all the time? And yeah, I know it ends in disappointment and that stinks, but I'd rather have a team there. rather have a team in that spot than, you know, down in the mire and the muck rebuilding for those 3 years. That's a smart way to do business, by the way. Look at the teams that are successful now. But those 3 years stink. This team has been good for seven straight seasons, and that's pretty awesome.
It's a race for Red October, and the Nationals' wild card berth on the Fan is presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVIPVI.com today. How should you feel after this team with, you know, plans to win the division got the wild card last night after an amazing renaissance? John's in Rockville.
Hey, guys, I feel pretty privileged because last night was the first night that I had the opportunity to go see them in the ballpark behind home plate.
Wow.
My brother invited me, so I kind of feel bad, Danny, that you didn't get out there and Grant. But I'll tell you what, I'm a big NFL fan, more so than a baseball fan, but I think Nats fans should feel better about this team than any team since they've come back to Washington, because when you come and struggle – and you overcome what they've overcome. If they can win that wild card game, they are going to be on their way. I just see teams, juggernauts that cruise through September. That's hard to maintain that type of urgency, and sometimes that trips them up. I think the Nats got tripped up a few years just winning the division, cruising through September, whereas these guys are peaking at the right time and really fought to get to where they are and are not going to let it go. So,
John, I agree with all of that. Here's my only thing I would take issue with is you've got to play this crapshoot nine-inning game first, and anything can happen in that game. Now, if Max gives up that one mistake, three-run home run after an infield
single
and a walk.
Like he did last night, for example. Yeah.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. All of a sudden, it's like your season flashes before your eyes 6 minutes into the game. And that would be my concern. If they had a division series, they'd won the division coming back this way against the Dodgers. Even though it's a David versus Goliath kind of matchup on paper, I'd feel pretty good about this group. You just never know. But you're right. If they could get through the play-in game, which is a 50-50 proposition, then you could start talking about this team feeling like it's destined to make a little noise. Kevin in Arlington, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm doing well. It was a fun night last night. You know, when Turner was at bat, I had the same feeling I had a few weeks ago when Suzuki hit that walk-off. I just felt he's going to do it, and he did, and it was wonderful. You know, I heard Mark Zuckerberg say that if they get to 90 wins, they will be the first team ever in Major League history to start at 19-31 and get to 90. So they still have that to go for. But as far as how I feel about the playoffs and the play-in game, I think they need to take a page out of the Caps book. Be road warriors. Go big on the road. Win big on the road, starting in Milwaukee. And, you know, do what you haven't done before. They've been terrible at the go big or go home games at Nats Park. You know, do it differently. You know, be the hunter, not the hunted.
Yeah, Kevin, thanks for the call. It would certainly get their playoffs rolling. And we've seen this with wild card teams that have gone on deep
runs. That's right, it propels you, right?
You win that game. And you do feel almost you have a benefit that the other teams don't have, where they're still tight and ready for that first playoff game, and you feel like you've already accomplished something.
So I remember that it's been awkward at times. The Nets had to wait till Friday one of those years, right, where the season ends on Thursday or Sunday, rather. They're just waiting around at an inter-squad game where, you know, the bench players are hitting homers off their bullpen guys. It's just impossible to stay sharp in a game that's nightly for 6 months, and then you just take 5 days off. It's like another All-Star break waiting around. By the way, it's why I would change the structure. But the structure ain't changing here this week. You keep momentum. You've been basically playing elimination games, style games, for weeks. And for the Nationals' case, it's been months of this intense, we have to have this. We have to put the pedal to the metal. We've got to throw Daniel Hudson seven straight days, two innings at a time, just to get here. That could be an advantage. It could also end dramatically on Tuesday.
Who deserves credit for this turnaround? Who do you want to throw some celebratory pats on the back to this morning? 800-636-1067. One of the possible answers is manager Davey Martinez. You will hear him from the clubhouse after the win last night, next on Grant and Danny.
The kick, and here it comes. Swing and a fly ball left center field toward the gap. Robles racing on the run. He makes the catch! He makes the catch! A spectacular catch! To end the ball game, and a Curly W's in the books. The Nationals.
Nationals have swept both games of the doubleheader, and now the game in Pittsburgh is on the video board immediately here at Nationals Park.
Davey, I talked to you the day you guys were 19 and 31 right in front of the dugout. People were saying you might not last the season. You're drenched in champagne headed to the playoffs.
Hey, got to stay in the fight, right? That's what I told the boys. May 24th, I said it in my office. This team will turn around, and they sure did. And here we are, you know, headed to the playoffs.
Did you actually think you could turn it around, play better ball? Did you think you could make the playoffs?
I really believed it in my heart. I did, yeah. I mean, as soon as we got our guys back, I said we're going to take off. We're going to click. But we got to play good baseball. The biggest thing was to play good baseball. They did that.
What was the key to this renaissance?
For me, the key is to play and concentrate on every day. Don't worry about what's ahead of us. Worry about the here and now. Every day, go 1-0. The message is clear. 1-0 every day. They did that.
Last thing, haven't accomplished your goal just yet. Just a start, right?
Absolutely. Hey, you guys know what we're playing for. Fact is, we're in it. So, hey, let's get there. Come Tuesday, and let's go get them.
You can hear the party going on around Davey Martinez in the clubhouse last night. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. I think the conga line was my favorite thing.
It was a good moment.
Aníbal Sánchez with a whistle in the front of the line, whistling to the beat and leading the way. You said this in the break. I think it's well said. Grown men beside themselves with joy just being children, that's always fun.
It's great. It's great. So to me, the, you know, when something is small and insignificant, like you hit a single in June and you got a choreographed thing and you're like yelling at the dugout and you like rip off a pretend outfit and you're now you're Superman and you're doing this over the that stuff's over the top to me. I've never enjoyed that. Genuine good moments for celebrating when grown men just to get have fun and be kids again because they're playing a game. I have always loved that. That was so genuine and so fun last night to watch. I was riveted by it.
A lot of people are tweeting us about Anthony Rendon's comments. And we will get to those next hour. Rendon, after the game, was asked if the Nats can make a playoff run, and he basically stepped to the side of the question to comment on how few people were at the game. That's a big story. It's something we talk about on this show, obviously, but he's a guy deciding whether or not he's going to re-sign in Washington.
Ah.
And a lot of people took that as a bad sign. So we can discuss that coming up in just a bit. We also need to discuss who's going to pitch game one. Who's going to pitch game 163, the wild card play-in game? Should it be Scherzer, who settled in last night, retired 17 of the 20 Phillies he faced going into that game, or Strasburg, who's been a little bit better or sharper here more recently? And do you prioritize home field or getting ready? What should be more important to the Nationals? Those are some of the things we'll be covering. We'll be talking Nats as long as the calls keep coming in today at 800-636-1067. So, really, this is up to you guys, 800-636-1067. Sean Doolittle's calling at 11:30. You'll still hear from Patrick Corbin, Brian Dozier, Kurt Suzuki, and others from the Victorious Clubhouse last night. All right, now we're asking you who deserves credit. Now, I started to put together a little bit of a list on who deserves credit, and maybe this is the story of the season.
Mm-hmm.
It got too long. Now, honestly, if you go through like just the numbers for the team, Rendon, your MVP, Soto, your runner-up, Adams at one point carried the offense, Dozier at one point got red hot, Trey Turner has maybe been their most impactful player. You and I have had multiple people on this team, in this organization, tell us that's the guy you need to focus on re-signing. He affects everything. Victor Robles has been incredible defensively and on base since a terrible first month. Howie Kendrick, 344 hitter with a 960 ops.
How many big hits? Think about that.
You want to talk big hits? Kurt Suzuki. Yeah. Adam Eaton, a career high in homers, has been great in the second half. Yan Gomes in the last month is the best offensive catcher in baseball. Gerardo Parra, who can't hit water if he falls out of a boat right now, might be the single most influential player this year in that clubhouse, as crazy as that sounds. Ryan Zimmerman, huge swings. Asdrubal Cabrera has driven in 35 runs in 34 games. I mean, that's just the lineup. You get to the pitching side of things. Steven Strasburg on his way to a potential career year. Patrick Corbin, 197 innings and 230 strikeouts. Max Scherzer was the best pitcher in the sport before he got hurt. Aníbal Sánchez in 29 starts has been a godsend. They've gotten huge contributions late in the season from a couple of their acquisitions in the pen, like Daniel Hudson, Eric Fetty. You know, Joe Ross had that stretch when Max was hurt where he was great, or
that's
else
right.
maybe they get caught. Who doesn't deserve credit? Let's go to Tom in Manassas on the Fan. Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Hey, Bob. Yeah, beginning of the year, I was ready to cut ties with Steven Strasburg because he was soft. I was ready to fire Davey after they got swept by the Mets, 19-31. Last month, I called in with some in-depth analysis of the Nats can't win. They can't make the playoffs. Damn sure can't beat the Dodgers. So I've been along the whole way, but it's awesome. I think Davey, I'm in love with Davey now. I wasn't a big fan, but I'm in love with him now. He should be manager of the year. You definitely throw Max in my mind. That's your number one. You roll with him. And they can. I think they can win in the playoffs. You know, obviously the coin flip playing game, but they're on fire. So it's been a hell of a ride, man. It's been a weird season, but it's fun. I'm excited.
Thanks, thank you, Tom. Davey shtick, and it's not shtick, it's who he is, by the way. But it works a lot better when you're winning. Because basically what he does is he's going to stick to – he's a like a politician sticking to the three things that they're going to say publicly. It's we're going to stay in the fight, we're going to win, we're going to 1-0 today. And it's not a cliche to him. It really legitimately is how he feels.
Everybody's got some like this in their life, right? I've got a buddy who is – you just can't believe he's this good. You know what I mean? Where you go, come on, man. At a certain point, you ever do something wrong? You ever jaywalk? You ever just – you have an open container one time? Have you ever disobeyed a single rule ever? And the answer is no. He's that genuine. He's that real. He's that – it's 24-7. So if this was an act, eventually people would see through it, right? If this was what he says publicly and, you know, what he tells the team, then he goes behind the scenes and he's flipping chairs over and he's fed up and he's cursing guys out or he's a miserable cuss to be around – he genuinely is wired this way, and that's refreshing. That helps these guys.
And that doesn't mean that 100% of what he says is what he actually thinks publicly. In other words, you heard the we caught it on camera, and so you'll hear it from the Masson cameras later in the show. But his speech when he says, I told you guys on May 24th, bleep everybody else. You know, bleep them. But who matters to us is who's in here right now. He has messages like that, too. Sure. It's not like everything is always 72 and sunny and he's happy-go-lucky. He gets angry. But his 1-0 today thing, his let's just keep battling thing, his the season's not over bit, it's how he actually thinks. And it doesn't play when you're losing like last year. People don't want to hear optimism and positivity. They just want a pound of flesh.
Yeah, I want you to be as angry as I am. Right? That's what they look for a lot.
Sean Doolittle's calling in later next hour. We're taking your calls right now at 800-636-1067 on who deserves credit for the turnaround, how you feel going into the play-in game. We'll also get into the comments of Anthony Rendon. I'll just say this, and we'll read the comments in a moment, but if you really want Rendon to stay in Washington, D.C., I wouldn't say this comment is great for him feeling like he needs to. But we'll let you be the judge next on 106.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.